Mr. Walters? It's Sheriff Rowland. Oh, fine, fine. How are you holding up? That's real good. Listen, I'm sorry to be bothering you, but I'm getting a few complaints from your neighbors about your banshee. Yeah, Avil. Yeah, it certainly is a pretty name, but look it, your neighbors say she's spending a good part of the day out on your front lawn. Screaming. No, I know. I do. This whole shelter-in-place is tough on everyone. And everything. Yep, I understand. But, see, folks are home all day now, and so they're more likely to hear her when she starts up. Yeah, a certain amount of noise is just part and parcel of living in a community. Yes, sir, no doubt. I agree, leaf blowers are also very annoying. Oh, 6 a.m., you say? Yeah, I agree. It's too early. But, Mr. Walters, the point is, it's not just the screaming, it's the content of the screaming. It's a wee bit stressful to hear an unearthly voice wailing over and over, "You're all gonna die, you're all gonna die." Well, yes, in a universal sense, what she's saying is technically true, but I think you can see that in our current situation, what she's screaming is coming across as a bit negative, demoralizing even. No, they say she does it for the better part of the afternoon. I understand that you just tune it out, but she's your banshee. You're used to it. No, nobody's saying get rid of her. They just want you to rectify the situation. Well, no, you've got options. You can buy everyone in your development noise-canceling headphones. No, that was a joke. Yeah, I know, they are expensive. I know Avil's just anxious like all of us, and this is how she deals, but maybe you could encourage her to wail something a little more constructive? Oh, well, how about, wash your hands? Or, remember to wear a mask when you go outside? You know, something helpful. Well, if you think she's going to want something more existential, how about, we're in this together? Or, this too shall pass? Or, hey, even just, keep on keeping on. That might inspire. I'm not saying it's as good as her not screaming all afternoon, but it's a start. Yeah, great. Muchly appreciated. Let me know. Yeah, I will call Mr. Gordon right now about his leaf blower. You take care now. Bye. Well, at least it wasn't Mrs. O'Leary and her cat.
Well, howdy, y'all. Season 3 is still on the way, but we hope you'll join us as we check in on your favorite people and places from Seasons 1 and 2. Find out how they're coping with this situation. Until next time, this is Uncanny County saying, when summoning Bloody Mary, be sure to stand before a mirror and repeat her name for at least 20 seconds while washing your hands. She likes it when you multitask.